Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is a podcast, about the awfulness of being alive. It's the number one podcast for, cannibalism in all of Texas. I'm your host, Paranormal Parker, joined as always by Frightening Frisbee.
Hey, you got a nickname now.
Yeah, we've got horror podcast nicknames now.
Oh, shit. This is a number one, cannibalism in Texas. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with any sort of chainsaw movies set in the same state.
That's true. You don't want to confuse those.
Yeah, that's not the same. Mm-mm. And you're Paranormal Parker?
I'm Paranormal Parker. That's my podcast, horror podcast name.
And I'm Frightening Frisbee?
You're Frightening Frisbee.
These sound like our local broadcast horror host names, too.
That's true. Those will be our names when we finally get that horror, that public access horror TV show.
That sweet, sweet public access money from airing horror films.
Yeah, they used to. When I first moved out to California, there was a public access show about horror movies and stuff, but it's not on anymore, and it kind of makes me sad. I was really into it for the 6 weeks it was on.
Yeah, you guys were talking about. Horror hosts recently, right? Like you and Katie or you and Corey?
Yes.
I think you were talking about public access at one point, right?
I think so. You were gone, it should be said, for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Corey and Katie filled in for you. Do you have any thoughts about those shows? Segue. Organic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sure. They were, not great, but they were okay. Does that sound all right?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't expect you to go there.
Oh, they're pretty, they're good. I mean, I like them both.
You don't think that they're as good as you at co-hosting, though?
Well, you see, I've got some notes here about these two. Corey, from Illogical Contortion Podcast. Mm-hmm.
The show with all your goofy pals.
With all your goofy pals, safe place for kids, straight out of the Mission on RadioValencia.fm. He's a good guy, right?
You
like him? I love him.
I love him. He's my Disney bro.
He is. You're gonna be Disney bros hardcore in a little while when you both visit. Mm-hmm. That should be fun.
I think so. I'm trying to figure out. I just got my. I found out how many vacation days I have at work this year, so I'm trying to figure out when I can get down to Disney. I think it might be in August. I really want to go for the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be a good time, you two. But here's the thing. You brought up Kate Bush. This was like you brought up the Kate Nash, Kate Bush confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Oh yeah, Kate Bush sucks. She's not good." And like to remind everyone, Corey's a big fan of Yes. We all have our faults. Okay.
He's a big fan of the Yes movement. He likes Daniel Bryan, WWE champion.
Yeah. He likes the Ride of the Valkyries theme music that he comes out to.
Kate Bush is the one you like.
I love her. She's great. And I can't listen to her all the time, like any other band, but yeah, come on. She's top notch. She's great.
Is it true that Tori Amos ripped off her style?
I think a lot of people got influenced by her heavily. And Tori Amos so heavily that, you could probably say it was ripped off. But one thing I'll vouch for is that she did kind of marry into a certain rock royalty. As one of the members of Pink Floyd. But she managed to do everything on her own terms and, you know, create her own studio after her first album was a success and all that stuff, and did things her own way. And even though her last album does suck, you know, I'll take that. She's a great musician. So wanted to correct that, since I know our listeners aren't going to listen to Kate Bush. There's no reason to. Unless you really like, unless you're like, hey, I wonder who influenced Tori Amos, then you probably have no reason to. And actually, this is a tough one for me, because Corey and I share a deep, deep love and admiration for the band Sparks, two brothers out of L.A. who have a bunch of great songs, one of which is about Mickey Mouse. I tried to get you to listen to Sparks a while ago because they had a song about Sherlock Holmes that I thought you'd like. Do you remember that?
I do remember you trying to do that. I'm very bad at listening to new music, though, because I just listen to, you know, the four bands that I like. But they're on my list. Yeah. I've been you want me to listen to the Sparks, and I will. And I listened to that one song at the time. I'll listen to more. I got Spotify. Kevin Moss also wants me to listen to Ghoul, which seems pleasing to the palate. So they're on my list. Those are, God willing and the Creek Don't Rise. I will like two new bands by the end of this year.
And the Creek Don't Rise. Listen to you. You're getting all folksy.
Yeah.
Are we on the Prairie Home Companion? What's going on here?
Hey, you know, I've just been, I ate some barbecue the other day.
Oh, that's good news.
You know, and, there's like a lot of, it's the 75th anniversary of the Grapes of Wrath, which is like very important where I live. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Got those Dust Bowls. Here's Lil Wayne. Lollipop. Magooba Doops.
The Dust Bowl hit us hard.
Hard, yeah. But anyway, yeah, Sparks is a band that we care about deeply. And it was actually through this Sparks VH1, our top 10, top 15 videos from like back in the early 90s when they had a not so great album come out that they're promoting. They had Kate Bush way high on the list, and that's how I first heard about her, doing the song Wuthering Heights. Ronald Mail from the band was like, if we could just make songs like her, we would be set, but we can only aspire to it. It was this very, very sweet, admiration for her. And she does like knock it out of the park almost every time. She's got a ton of singles, is covered a lot. She's good stuff. Anyway, love you, Corey. Kate Bush doesn't suck. I'll talk to you soon, bro, on Ilkhan Knights.
I still think that when you guys do Ilkhan Knights, you should spell the Knights with a K.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, also wear fedoras. Isn't that one of
the... Yeah, I don't know if that flies. I mean, it's a bizarro version, because those guys, not only do they not like Reddit, but they're the antithesis to it. So like, why they shouldn't be wearing fedoras? I don't know. They should wear like
trilbies,
whatever they wear on trilbies, or whatever you wear on Half-Life, because Half-Life has to be like the anti-Reddit too.
Second Life, I think.
Second Life, yeah, not Half-Life.
Yeah, I was like, they should wear these
facehugger monsters, whatever.
Yeah, they should wear those big radioactive hazmat suits.
Or those crawling turkeys with the spiky legs. Mm-hmm. I forget what those things are called. Anyway, Katie. Yeah, I mean Katie. Yeah, she was good. And you don't have no, I said it like that. She offered to ship us some Philly cheesesteaks, and I think that's a great idea. I also want a gallon of milk shipped to the mail to me. Mm-hmm. And some other perishable items. That'd be good.
Do you remember that time that you and I had Philly cheesesteaks in Philadelphia?
Yeah, and I was going to say that could be like a Spice Channel hit, because I remember there was like hot peppers on it.
Yeah, I think that's probably the traditional way to make them, is with a little bit of hot peppers.
The way she was talking about was this catty corner battle between like Gino's original cheesesteak, and I think it's like Vino's. I mean, they're very close names. They're both very Italian sounding, and they have like Cheese Whiz on it. We didn't have Cheese Whiz on ours. We just had like mozzarella, which is a dangerously close white food item, but I think it's yellow enough that you're okay with it.
Yeah, it's yellow enough, and it's not shiny. Shiny is also a big part of the stuff I can't eat.
And I think you specifically asked for no mayo on yours. that sticks out for me. But I also remember the hot peppers on it too, which I thought was a really good touch.
It was
a tasty sandwich. Philadelphia has some unsung greatness to it, but that one's pretty noted and delicious. What else do you guys talk about on that show? We were talking about
we talked about the new promotion we're doing here on Pool Party Radio, where if you leave us an iTunes review, go to iTunes, search for us, or get the link on poolpartyradio.com. Then you go and you leave us a 5-star review or 4 stars, however many stars you want to leave. But in the review box, instead of saying, oh, Pool Party is a good show, blah, 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 you should write, you should detail out the way you feel that my wife should have sex with me. Because I think that would be cool. I think it could, you know, get us a lot closer to the listeners, Mr. Frisbee, because it would sort of be like I would vicariously be having sex with the listeners, you know? Like if they write in their own fuck styles.
That's super sexual. I like that. Yeah.
And also, you know, just for fun. You know, it would just be for fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I like how you reiterated for fun so heavily. But yeah, we have 47 detailed reviews. We've got like 57 reviews total, which is super great, but it's an odd number. We need to really bump it up to 60. That'd be sweet.
Yeah,
and 47 detailed reviews, which is quite a lot of people just like leaving comments and shit. In fact, we have a new one today that we'll get to later. And from what I understand, that means that since doing the podcast, your wife has only had sex with you 47 times. Is that correct?
Yeah, she only has sex with me when we get a review.
Okay. Okay.
It's like some rules she has. I don't know. I think she's in some weird religion.
Okay. So, yeah. That feels weird because I know that, like, people close to both of us have helped you get laid in your marriage. You know, like, there's reviews from my family members who are like, oh, I like this show. It's fun. And then I can imagine your wife reading that and be like, well, let's go to bed. Mm-hmm. And that's really uncomfortable for me.
Nah, it's good.
Okay, yeah, it's comfortable for you. It's really good for you.
Yeah, your family is good wingmans.
Yeah, we are. That's on our family crest, actually. Yeah. People think they're angels, but, you know, we're angels in a certain way. It's just that we're wingmen.
Mm-hmm. Is that you help people fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
yeah.
Also, your family really likes helping out people with their own fuck styles.
That's also in the family crest, but it's all like blurred out.
Mm-hmm. I think that the phrase fuck style is the funniest thing ever, and I credit Ilkhan. I heard it on their show.
Yeah, fuck style it's a great combination of words.
So good.
It beats everything that we talked about on that that episode where we were talking about favorite curse words. Because curse words aren't universal. I mean, you're going to, like, somebody's going to be like, well, I don't agree with that. And they've got reasons that, you know, are totally reasonable for it. But fuck style? Who can't get behind that?
That's true. There's no way. You can't pussy out of enjoying that phrase. Other curse words you can.
You might say that saying fuck style is pussy good.
I would definitely say that.
Okay.
So did you have any other beefs with anything Katie said on the last episode? Or any other notes at all? You can be an ombudsman.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd say that.
Trash video. Oh, shit. Fuck it. It's on the bag! It says it on the bag! Does she have natural boobies?
I believe so.
Whoa! It's a sight to behold! Oh my god, what was that? Was that a sheep?
I'm just getting the party over.
That's how we get shit done here at Trash Video.
Quality work takes time.
Sleazoidcity.com. What do we have here? You had some Kevin Smith talk.
Kevin Smith.
Did she come around? I think she was saying she didn't like Kevin Smith towards the end of it, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I think that's what she was saying. Because we were talking about things that we hate listen to and hate watch. We can actually talk about that right now, me and you.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah.
Because I wanted to get into, you know, I was curious. We got an email last week talking about, you know, asking what kind of stuff we hate watch or hate listen to. And I really wanted to get your input on it. because I think it's an interesting concept, this hate watching, hate listening sort of stuff.
That was from the Olympic Artichoke guys.
I believe it was.
Yeah. So yeah, hate listen, hate watch. For hate listen, I have a lot more because I commute and whatnot, and I'll like just try to listen to anything rather than try to give my full attention to something to watch. I think that's a bit too much. But for hate listening, I've got a few. I've been listening to bad radio recently, like online streaming bad radio. Different channels. It's never just one. It's specific shows that are on. And there's quite a few. Like, you have people who are really, they go in with the intent of like a political activist show. And then they realize like, oh, we have to keep this up every week. And it just gets goofy and kind of silly. There's self-important, really pretentious music shows. Some of the hosts for those are really bad. And they probably have no idea that they're so bad. And what else? Yeah, people who take their shows too seriously. That's usually the worst. You know? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I never used to listen to movie podcasts because I do a movie podcast called Junk Fod Dooner.
That's what it sounds picked up in Sweden. We had a fan in Sweden, by the way.
Yes, a charmer, yeah. A real charmer.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a band. The band's good, man. It's actually fun.
Oh, I haven't heard that. I don't listen to music, you know.
Yeah, that's right. But we'll find the name of it or something. It was, yeah, it was cool. It was almost like, I don't want to compare it to any. The closest thing I compare it for you would probably be like Regging the Full Effect without the synth. I mean, not even like that. That doesn't make any sense. That's not even close. But you should listen to it because it's the closest thing that you listen to of your four of your four bands that you return to.
Those are my four bands that I like. Reggie's one of them. So if they sound so sort of similar to that, I'm in.
Reggie and the Full Effect, Groovy Ghoulies, right?
I like them.
Is that one of the four?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the core four, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the four horsemen of Ric Flair. So you've got Reggie and the Full Effect. Mm-hmm. You've got Groovy Ghoulies.
Yes, they would be there. Well, I guess it would be five. It's Reggie,
Groovy, or Kepi. Are you talking about Kepi Ghoulie?
Kepi Ghoulie and the Groovy Ghoulies in general. It's Reggie.
That's one.
Jay-Z, yeah. Tupac, and then me, or and Biggie, Andre from Outkast, Jada Corrupt, Nas, and then me. Those are the ones I. That's Eminem lyrics. I listen to Reggie in the Full Effect. And Gwar, Roger Klein and the Peacemakers,
okay,
the Groovy Ghoulies, and the Riverboat Gamblers. Those are the five bands I listen to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and Screeching Weasel. Did I mention them? Also.
Yeah, yeah. And you've graduated, I mean, obviously graduated past Ramones. Ramones are a great inn, and they're always there. They're like the creator of all things.
That's true. I think the Ramones are probably like the best band of all time, but I don't listen to them as often as other bands.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What were we talking about?
The stuff. Oh, yeah. The people who take their podcasts too seriously.
Right, right, right. I can't listen to that, oddly enough. Like, that stuff that I just kind of give up on, if I'm not into it, I won't stick with it. Because I've got other podcasts I want to listen to. And yet, if I'm working on something and I can't pay attention to a podcast in full, then I'm going to listen to bad radio. and there's still bad radio out there, like in different places, independent or otherwise. Commercial radio doesn't really quite hit that spot, though, because it's a lot of commercials. Morning shows are pretty bad. He mentions a morning show here, Colin Cowherd. I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. But that stuff, usually I have to tap out pretty soon. It's not like, I don't know, it's too much like a podcast that I'm not interested in. Like, they won't play music and it's just too much talking. So I'm not into it.
Yeah. I don't understand people who have like a big problem with radio. I saw somebody on Facebook the other day post something like,
man, this radio station I'm listening to played this same song 3 times in a row. And it's like, dude, like, it's so easy to not listen to the radio. Like, we have CDs, we got podcasts, we got this and that. Yeah. Like, I literally have not listened to the radio in, like, years and years and years because it's so easy to not listen to. Although I accidentally heard a radio show when I was eating sushi the other day, and they played this Pharrell song, Happy, and that's the worst song ever fucking written, and I wanted to kill somebody.
Well, it's pretty complex. Didn't you hear it?
Yeah, it's just 10 seconds.
Clap your hands if you feel like you live in a house without a roof or something. A room without a roof.
If you live in the room.
If you live in the room with Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
But it's, great story, Mark.
It's just him going, happy. And then they loop that over and over and over for 3 minutes, and that's a fucking song. It's baby music, and it makes me sick.
Yeah, it was made for Despicable Me, too, so you're fairly on point. It is made for babies.
Yeah, and then adults are fucking rocking out to it. The same adults who are reading Harry Potter, by the way. They go, oh, this is fucking great. Oh, I like the shit that's made for fucking 7-year-olds. I'm an adult. Makes me
sick.
It's
a great adult voice.
Oh, I'm an adult. I do taxes, and I also read a story about the wizard prince that was written for babies.
That's like, if you want to read stories about wizard princes, that's all good. That's not really the problem. But the fact that Harry Potter is written in the style of, it was written specifically for 7th graders with 7th grade vocabularies, and adults are going on about how it's great literature, you got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's a cash cow. I mean, for sure. But I don't think it's going to be like canonized or anything like that.
You think I should shoot Harry Potter with a cannon?
Oh, man, you totally read exactly what I was saying into that. How did you know? I thought it was coded. I didn't think you'd get it so quick.
I personally think that Harry Potter should be caramelized. You know?
Yeah, I think he should be. Yeah, you got it. Never mind. I was trying to think of like something with a cone, and it didn't make any sense.
Oh. Well, are there any podcasts that you listen to and like the whole time you're like, well, I hate these guys. I hate what they're saying. And they're annoying, but you like still listen to it all the time?
I was that way with Besser's Improv for Humans after a while. He got on this weird bent where he actually was not doing improv that much. Instead, he was trying to troll some guy in New York City who somebody took a YouTube video of and made viral. It was this like kind of insular dude in New York who was screaming at a street musician for performing on the street, basically. Like, you suck. Your music sucks. You need to stop and practice. This is a sacred place. And it was just like a New York townie who was so self-involved, and he had him on the show, and he was trying to troll him to do more of that for other people. And I don't think that they ever did. Like, he had him on twice. Like, all right, you're going to keep doing this, right? And you're going to send it into us. And then he started going on rants about a bunch of bullshit. And you're just kind of looking at your watch and fast forwarding, like, when is he going to do improv? That's funny, because Tim Meadows is sitting right there and, you know, some other shit. But no, it's just him talking.
That's a bummer.
It was a bummer, man. I stopped listening to it. What about you? Do you have any podcasts that you listen to and you're like, why am I listening to this?
Well, I talked about this a little last week, but Marc Maron was definitely like that, but I finally gave up on him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. After the Weird Al episode, I just couldn't listen anymore.
Yeah.
Such a fucking asshole. Just out of nowhere. Your parents are dead? And what's that like? Like, fuck off, dude. You're making him sad. He's Weird Al. He doesn't want to talk about sad stuff.
I'm not going to harp on this, but I had a bummer a couple of weeks since being gone from the show. I went to visit a friend. I went to visit a friend in Tulsa. You remember the last time I went to Tulsa?
Tulsa, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Tulsa, Massachusetts,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Did you have another encounter?
Yeah, same fucking dude, man. Got invited. That same weird asshole.
This fucking guy.
I mean, It was going fine, actually, for a while. And then we're all out walking and he decides to do this, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think there's anything genuinely off with the guy. I think he's just trying too hard to be an asshole. When the reality of it is, like, you know, we're just kind of tolerating each other. And I get that. It's like, yeah, okay, start the pot or whatever. But he's making these, like, weird racist, bigoted accusations. And it's like, you don't fucking know me, dude, as much as, like, we don't know you. Because he has this sketchy background that my friend thinks is interesting, and it's just it's obnoxious. So he's like, he'll call you out about something that you said because you're just like being honest, or you had something funny that you wanted to say, and he's got this mask on where he can't, like, not a literal mask, but, like, you know, he can dodge anything that he wants. He's an artful dodger. It's so fucking stupid. Like, after this point of conflict, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? And I told him, like, you're just being a rude asshole. This is obnoxious. And thankfully, like, my friends backed me up on that. The guy apologized. But it was just nice. So fucking awkward. Because you knew, like, oh, he's trying so hard to troll. It's so fun for him and no one else. And this is really sad. And, and yeah, it just soured the whole weekend. But yeah, I would compare him to Marc Maron in that regard. Because, like, I just had to come out of this funeral thing myself. And this dude's like, oh, you don't know any better because you're just white. And it went further than that. That wasn't what set me off, but it was this stupid, stupid shit.
You're only mourning the dead because you're white, Frisbee.
Yeah, what a tragically white suburban thing to do. It's like, oh, fuck you. You stupid asshole.
Meanwhile, he's making plans to shoot fireworks on 4th of July.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Tulsa? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're so distressed with white America. Fuck it. I don't want to get into it because it's just so stupid.
Well, last time, that's the part that made me chuckle. He was
yeah.
giving you crap while you guys were like, celebrating the death of all the Indians.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In the, like, you know, the waspiest setting that you can think of. It's mm-hmm. Oh, don't call that shit out. Call the guy who's, you know, out on a limb because he's not in academia anymore. Fuck it. It's so fucking stupid.
These kids today.
Kids today. And he was the oldest one there. This is, you know. Anyway,
that's a bummer. when you're like super old and you're still in like if you're like 21 and you like want to get on people, like somebody says something like, I'm trying to think of stuff I would have said to people, like, you know, yeah, like one time, like this guy, like we were just hanging out and this guy told my friend, he was like, hey, bless you, I'm gonna pray for you tonight. And I was like, you motherfucker, you piece of shit, you shouldn't be praying for people who don't want, you know. It's like, if you're older than like 22 and you're still doing that shit, like, you're fucking sad. You're just a sad person. And that's what Marc Maron is. Like, he's just a really sad person himself, who's really insecure that he never had any success until he, you know, started a podcast a week after Adam Carolla did and got popular because there was no competition at the time. And so he brings down other people. He says, Weird Al, he's not as he doesn't have as much integrity as I do, doing my stupid stand-up comedy about how sad I am all the time and about how I like drugs and divorce. And so I'm going to, you know, knock him down a few pegs when he comes on my show. I'm going to talk shit and say, oh, you make songs about food. How easy. And that's why people do shit like that, is because they're sad and insecure and just buttholes, and they have no happiness in their life.
Yeah, and you're right, because it came out of absolutely nowhere. In fact, like, there wasn't even this weird point of call, like, me saying, like, in the instance that you had with somebody saying, you know what, I'm going to pray for you. And you've been like, that fucking grinds my gears. I'm going to go off about this to you because you brought it up. He brought up this job prospect in Tulsa, and I was like, he's talking about trying to find a teaching job or something, you know, and it's like, hey, you should really, I think that'd be a good idea because it's at least not the town you're currently in, which does sound like, it sounds kind of rural and small-minded anyway. I'm like, that'd be great if you get out of there. And then that's when he started blowing up. I'm like, oh, okay, I see, because I agree with your idea. Now I'm a piece of shit. That's fucking annoying.
Well,
I don't know.
That's the new intellectualism, Frisbee. Is that?
I guess, right? Yeah. That's, oh, it's so fucking, oh, it's, I missed a lot these few years I've been out of academia.
It's, yeah, if somebody agrees with you, you're a piece of shit. You don't understand. You have no right to agree with this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
that's
it is.
Awesome. I'm glad I went out and interacted with people, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, it's worthless. Don't do that.
Thanks. I need Discourage Bear again. I need a Discourage Bear and Discourage Crew.
Yeah, man, you need to be discouraged from hanging out with people. Hanging out with people is the fucking, it's the worst. Unless they're sweet bros, like, you know, like Corey. You
should, yeah, like Corey.
Go to Disneyland with him.
The person, yeah, I was, yeah, trying to correct earlier. Anyway, yeah, like Katie Rod's, like all the sweet podcast bros.
Yeah, you just need to find podcast bros. Party with those podcast bros. Party hard with them. When it's time to party, you will party hard.
Thank you. I need to hear this, actually.
And yeah, man, just stop trying to hang out with like fucking dickheads and stuff. Like, it's just the pits, you know.
It's funny you bring this up, though. You didn't bring this up. All I'm saying is, stop trying to hang out with dickheads. That part right there, because what I recall about being in, like, how we talk about Dayton, Ohio, mm-hmm. almost every show. I'm gonna do it now. What was so vibrant about that experience, like meeting you and before that Jono and all that, like that sort of click that just exploded, and we, the three of us, were meeting different people and like parties at your place, whether it was the house or the apartment or whatever. I mean, it was vibrant. There was too many people. And if you knew like at least a few people, you're meeting 8 or 10 more. And of course, like that gets saturated and you get to know people, but that was exciting. And you didn't, there, I mean, people weren't assholes for one. And if somebody was, then you're already meeting like three other cool people for that. So, or maybe they were all dickheads. I can't tell. My memory of it is kind of, it's nostalgia. So it's all kind of sweet. I was wondering, were they dickheads? Were people dickheads back then? We just didn't know because we were too busy partying.
Some people were dickheads.
Okay.
But it's, yeah, like you said, like it's, you know, there's a lot of them around. So you really don't have to deal with the dickheadness because you can like just kind of tilt slightly. And now you're talking to some other dude who might be a sweet bro. To whereas I think now that we're old, people like to hang out in smaller groups. And
you
really have to deal with somebody's fucking piece of shit dickhead ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It sucks. So I had that happen. And now I'm wondering, like, there's this other party coming up that's back in Ohio, of people I haven't seen for a while. And I'm like, I really want to go to it. But now I'm on this. I'm wondering if it's going to be full of people I don't know who are shitheads. And I'm like, do I have to deal with this again?
That's why you got to just, that's like why you got to be a hermit, dude. Like, it's like a lot of people go, oh, Parker, you know, you never see anybody, you know, oh, you never talked to any, you know, what are you doing? You know, you're a hermit. Isn't it sad? And it's like, no, dude, I don't have to put up with any dickhead shit ever. Like, I just talk to the people I want to talk to. And doing podcasts, I get to talk to them, I get to do good, the bad, and the uglies with them. Like, it's like I get to talk to the people I like the most in the world. And whether that be you and Sean Byron and Kevin Moose or other podcast bros. And, we get to talk about fun stuff. Like, it's obviously a way to shield yourself from dickheadness. But, man, it's fun. I think it works out. Like, the world's too full of fucking dickheads. You don't need to give them time, you know?
Yeah, agreed. That's awesome. Summation of that. And even still, like, we still hit points of conflict between each other. Hasn't been as much, probably because it hasn't been, like, an election year. But I'm sure when that comes around again, we'll probably get back into it or something.
Mm-hmm. And when I introduce the new Muhammad, probably.
Probably, yeah. I don't know. Anything that's, yeah, we still hit those points, but
and I don't think I don't
it's
think
cooler. It's a lot more fun than just like having something happen for no reason for if we just didn't know each other and you're trying to either be like Andy Kaufman or Mark Maron or some bullshit. It's yeah. Which I think is more often the case. Like, I think people be like, oh, I'm crazy. I'm just a crazy person. And it's like, nah, I mean, you're running away from stuff like the rest of us and you're shielding it with really bad comedic timing. So now what? What are we going to do? We're going to get drunk? Is that it? Because that's all that's going on. Just getting drunk.
That's what adults like to do. They like to get drunk.
Yeah. I do it too. I mean, it's just like, let's get to that part faster. Because this talking sober is not working out for definitely you and not for me. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but, it could have been way less awkward. I mean, again, like, apologized. Hey, whatever, let's just get through the rest of this day. And after that awkward bit that didn't go over, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'll see that dude again. It was just funny that he was there that same weekend. I thought it was like a massive troll on me. It's like, oh, so this is what's happening? Because I don't have a lot of time to take these kind of visits. And this person who obviously hates me is back on a weekend when, you know, I'm visiting. So anyway.
He's probably attracted to you.
And yeah, I don't mean that's how it works, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in my experience, like, the most physical sexual relationships have started off with people like calling me a piece of shit and hating me or just like mocking me in a gentle fashion. And then, yeah. And then no clothes.
Nice.
We learn each other's vibrant fuck styles.
And I don't even mean like sexually, but like, I definitely think people like this kid seems to be, and like a lot of kids I know on Facebook and stuff, like they just like getting into these things because they make them feel good about themselves somehow. And yeah, so, yeah, I'm sure this kid was like, oh, great, another chance to fight. Like, I don't even understand, dude. Like I said, like if you're old and you still like getting into like these internet fights, dude, like I see people all the time like commenting on other people's Facebooks. I don't know. Oh, you blah, 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 you know? And it's like, just who cares? Like, oh, like just constantly going on like, you're going out to the baseball game this weekend. Don't you know they got GMOs at the concession stand? You're a real piece of shit. And it's like, dude, fuck off. Like, just, this is not the way to change anybody's mind about anything. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. That's the worst part about it is like, when has that shit ever changed anyone's mind? Like, how impressed am I going to be by this piece of shit attitude or whatever? I like sweet bros. Mm-hmm. I think that's the end result of all this.
That's definitely true. Anytime I've ever had like an idea that I was like firmly into, like, you know, like back when I was like a young militant atheist, you know, I'd be like, fuck you for praying for me, you piece of shit. Like, never once did a Christian be like, oh man, he's right. You know, like, but like anytime I've like firmly held a belief, like if somebody would be like, hey, you know, if you think about it this way, maybe it's different. Like, and they talk like a sweet boy, then I'm like, oh shit, maybe it is. You know?
Yeah. Isn't that alternate phrase? You catch more flies with sweet boys than
with hard ass men.
I forget. And then hard ass men. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's how the world works. Like, I mean, I think that the people who get combative right off the bat about things, aren't interested in exchanging ideas. They're just interested in yelling.
Yeah, yeah. And again, like if it's something that emerges from something that you have like a conviction over, like if you got a conviction, I mean, you got to let that shit go sometimes. And bringing it up is probably going to help you vent, but it's also going to bring things back to earth to make it less of a conviction and more of like an understood known for you instead of just being like, militant, like you said, you know.
Yeah. Well, people are jerks, Mr. Frisbee. Stop hanging out with them.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I need to stop doing it. But we mentioned fuck styles earlier, and I think we covered everything with this email that we're backtracking on. Hate watching, hate likes. Hate watching YouTube personalities. Sometimes I watch YouTube personalities and with their awkward editing cuts, and I'll sit through the entire thing, but I don't like it. There are some YouTube personalities who are actually really cool. They do a great job with it, all that, but the ones who are bad, I'll watch them anyway because I like the fact that they've got their own thing going, But man, I don't like it all the same. I don't know why I watch it. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't watch too many YouTubes. I like a few. David Angelo, my comedy hero, he has a YouTube show that I've seen a few episodes of and I like, and I should probably watch more of them. And also I like Hannah Hart. I think she's charming and super funny. But I don't really like go out of my – oh, I like this girl. Her name's like Trisha Prayas or something. And I think she's genius because she's, I think, obviously doing satire. She's being like a satirical dumb blonde.
Mm.
And I think it's obviously satire. Either that or she's stupid. But so I think it's satire. But like just watching the comments and stuff and everybody being like, oh, check out this dumb girl is funny to me because it's obviously satire.
Oh, I think I know the person you're talking about. Yeah. Those all sound pretty good. I'll have to check those out.
Check out that David Angelo. He makes really good puns.
Yeah, I'm more into puns now than I was. So I would probably get on that.
Would you say that you're open to the idea?
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah. There's nothing punishing about enjoying a good pun.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, that was a real roundabout way.
You're now tuned into the Pod Awful Channel. Pod Awful.
Bi-Quarterly Women's Social Club.
Dazed and Convicted.
Pool Party Radio.
Showcase.
The Devil's Advocate.
The Projection Booth.
Awful Flips.
Pod Awful.
.net.
We also got that email from Kyle. He was asking about fuck styles. Or no, he's asking about sex life. Excuse me. Mine is nil. It's wasteland.
I see you've gotten married recently as well.
Whoa, waka waka. No, I have not. It's a very lonesome existence. Really bitter about it. Not really. I mean, I'm not in a good spot. So, yeah. Huh?
You should listen to Pod Awful. I think that they sometimes give away free memberships to Pornhub.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I'll send you some stuff. I got a flash drive.
Well, I mean, there is the internet if need be. So you don't have to, you can be more productive with your time.
Have you ever been on OkCupid or anything?
I have not, actually. I'm not looking for dates that much. I went on a few recently. It was fine. I guess it was like, I don't know. I'm weirdly frugal right now, so I felt bad. I'm like, this is going okay, and I feel like I'm spending a lot of money. have you ever been like that when you were dating somebody? You're like, oh yeah, this is a sweet girl. And I'm really spending a lot. I need to not do this so much.
Kinda, yeah. I had this one girlfriend who was homeless, and I let her live with me, and like that was like way too expensive. Like just
yeah, man.
The act of having another roommate but not getting more rent money. Although I was living with like 8 dudes at the time, so like the rent would have just been like $17 off anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how I used to live.
Yeah, but, yeah. It fucking adds up when you're living like that.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, you know, they just they struck down the gay marriage ban in Arkansas, which is cool. So, I mean, have you like thought about maybe being a gay guy?
Yeah, like, you know, giving and receiving. That's good. I'm into it. I think it'll be like a huge marriage week coming up. So I got my feelers out there.
Nice.
You know, I've been talking to this few sweet boys, being like, hey, you know, always the groomsman, never the groom.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
We could fix that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you listen to Rick Perry, it's all just one, you know, it's a decision. It's not something you're born with or anything. You can just make the decision. Go over there.
Obviously. So I'm just going to decide to be like this now. Mm-hmm. And then when I get upset about it, I'm going to try to pray it away. And I've got a nice narrative planned out for myself. And I'm going to join Rick Perry's next election cycle. So look for me there. I'm going to be horribly awkward.
Sounds good. Sounds like a good life plan that you've got.
I think I've got it all figured out. Yeah. I don't really plan on using OkCupid or anything. Not for a while, at least.
Yeah, I never used anything like that. Back in my day, we just had MySpace. And like that was like a really good way to get girlfriends somehow.
Yeah.
Like I can never imagine that like on Facebook or anything really. Maybe the kids are doing it. Maybe that's just it. Maybe I'm just old or whatever. But like back in the day on MySpace, you would get like a friend request and it would be a girl and they'd be like, let's hang out. And then you would hang out with them and then they would become your girlfriend. Like that seems so foreign to me in like the time of Twitter and MySpace and stuff or Facebook.
Yeah, I know. Like, now that there's stuff like Tumblr, and as much as I love Tumblr, I realize like this is not a social site that's going to, you know, help me meet people I'm going to date, because some of the personalities I follow, like people are always complimenting them, a lot of them anonymously, which I think is weird. Like if you're going to compliment somebody, you just, you know, I maybe there are people who are kind of been out of shape about like, you know, dishing out compliments and whatnot, but it does not seem like you'd want to hide away from that. You're doing a really nice thing for somebody. So just say, hey, you're really attractive, or I like your posts, or whatever. Anyway, a lot of these people seem to get plenty of attention. I don't think a lot of it is necessarily going to be from a Tumblr crowd. And I can't imagine it being the same way as MySpace, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. You know? Tumblr and Twitter seem far less social than other social networks of the past. But also, I think, I think the people who compliment other people anonymously on Tumblr, I think they're just like afraid of having like weird, like of being called out for it or something. When I first got on Tumblr a few years ago, it was because my friend had like this Tumblr she wanted to start where it was like, F yeah, chubby guys or whatever, you know? So she was like, hey, you're a cute chubby guy. Let me put your picture on there. And I was like, all right, whatever. These kids, you know, these kids today, whatever they're doing. So I had to set up a Tumblr for it. And then I got an ask that was like, hey, you're a cute, you know? And I was like, and then I responded. And I was like, I responded publicly and I was like, hey, thanks. And she's like, oh, I wanted to say that privately. You know, I can't believe you called me out publicly and said thanks. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was against the rules. So maybe people are afraid of that. Maybe people don't want to know that, like, don't want everybody to know when they think somebody's cute.
That's an interesting perspective on it. I didn't know that's where people were coming from with that. Shit. Well,
it could be. I don't know.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, if that is a hangup then for some folks, but I don't think that necessarily needs to be. I guess they got to figure that out for themselves, though, or something.
Yeah. I personally don't care when I find people cute. I want everybody to know. For instance, you're cute.
Oh, yeah. Likewise. You're also very cute.
Thanks. Kevin Moss, Sean Byron, cute. Corey, Shelby, the Ilkon guy's cute. Badland Girls, cute. Acid Pop Cult guy's cute. Rotten Rantings crew, cute. I only associate with cute people in the podcast world. That's all I'm trying to say here, Mr. Frisbee. I'm not afraid. Yeah. Who knows it?
Yeah.
Pot awful cute.
Yeah, I second all those. I haven't seen pictures of Olympic Artichoke guys. Probably cute, though.
Cute. So cute. You wouldn't believe how cute.
Entertainment Tonight. Also probably very cute. Aww. I've seen pictures of Josh. He's a cute guy.
Man, he's
got
cute.
A cute look going on.
He's
those
very cute.
Trash Video podcast guys. Not guys, guy and girl. Guys and girl.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute. Very cute.
Those kissing, you know? Contests, they're cute.
Super cute.
They're sweet boys. Sweet boys are always cute. Right. So,
are we missing anybody? I think we've covered quite a few cute people.
Well, if we are missing them and we're podcast bros with them, those are the ones who aren't cute.
You're pretty vain.
You know who
pretty
you are.
Shallow people.
Yeah, we hang out. That's the timer. We hang out with mostly other cute podcasters and talk to them, but we also hang out with one podcast crew that's not cute. They know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
You know the ones I'm talking about. They're not cute. Attractive.
Yeah.
They're not attractive physically.
No. So. We're basically doing them a favor. Let's see.
If we actually did miss somebody, and then after we said that, I feel real bad now. Yeah, we didn't actually miss anybody.
Well, I want to get the other stuff on here too. You, favorite documentary? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying.
It was Nightmares in Red, White, and Blue. It's probably still on Netflix. It's been on there forever. This is probably the only documentary I've watched twice. So that's the only testament I'm giving it as being like my favorite documentary. I sat through it two full times.
Nice.
It's great to watch around Halloween for obvious reasons. I mean, even if you're a film geek in particular, because it talks with a bunch of horror directors and gets a bunch of different perspectives on horror films. So if you're already burnt out on some of the classic horror films and yet you still hold the directors or different creators, behind the scenes people, actors in high regard, this is a great film to watch. It gives you a lot of background info and... again, those perspectives are pretty great. The film struggles at a point because it's trying to basically do the American political system dichotomy. It's like, well, some of these films are very conservative and some are very liberal, and it really kind of falls flat. John Carpenter actually has a pretty great bit that encapsulates that perspective so succinctly that the entire conversation deflates so they can move on to more interesting things, like, you know, here's why films were great in this time period, instead of being like, well, let's try to find controversy. Yeah, I mean, there's controversy, but John Carpenter he's really good with words, so he's got a great handle on that situation. Or at least they interviewed them well and they built something around it. Maybe that's how it went, but it was it's great.
I think that's a good documentary. I wish they would go further into the idea of like the American dream and politics and stuff. Cause I think after like the first half, they just start naming movies.
Yeah. Yeah. That does kind of like pick up the pace a bit and it becomes a bit too much,
mm-hmm. But it's good.
What about you? Did you have a favorite?
I like all the documentaries about Muhammad Ali I've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
I've got like 10 of them on DVD. Those are all good. So those are all my favorite. Also, I think it's called Gonzo. There's a few of them, but I think Gonzo, the Hunter S. Thompson one, is the one with Johnny Depp narrating it. I think that one's fucking rad.
Okay.
The Ron Jeremy one. It's really good. The Ron Jeremy one's really good.
That is really good. I actually think about that one at weird moments during the week, especially being so frugal now. Like, I'm thinking, what would Ron Jeremy do?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the unfortunate part of my life. I'm not thinking of the sexy times. I'm thinking of, like, how would Ron Jeremy save money? Oh, he'd pack all his things in trash bags.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. Be more like Ron Jeremy. No, mm-hmm. Not on set, though.
Mm-mm, not sexually, just in terms of packing and eating cheaply.
Yeah, and also, again, not sexually on those either.
Yeah.
There's a, what else? You got those two then? That's a good set. Yeah. I can't remember anything else that was a documentary that I watched before then. Art of War was Fog of War. That was pretty good. An interview. What's his butt? MacArthur? I forget. He was a Secretary of Defense, like during Kennedy's administration. That's boring. Like, no one wants to hear about that. Give me something that's, like, more, like, gory. I saw, what is it? Beauty's Embarrassing. It was the guy who did the puppet work for Pee-wee's Playhouse. He went on to make interesting text-based paintings later on that had a bunch of, like, dirty words in them that were really funny. And the dude's pretty funny. Like, he's one of those guys who like took the right amount of LSD in the 70s and lived in New York, like in the dirty 80s, and did some cool shit. So he's got this great, great way of delivering his anecdotes. He's fun to listen to. He's fun to watch.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Beauty's Embarrassing. That was a pretty good one. But I can't remember the last one I saw after that. So it's been like a very, very slow couple of years for documentaries, man. You know what? I think we should talk about Spice Channel really quick. Do you have anything to contribute about Spice Channel this week?
Well, the Spice Channel, it should be said, is our new segment where we talk about spicy foods. We do it for Jameson. And maybe that's it. And we had a music for it last week, but I don't have that queued up. I ate some barbecue at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. I got the spicy barbecue sauce. And I got an entire pound of pulled pork. And that was good. It tasted good.
It sounds good.
It was really good.
Was it just like spicy or was it tangy? Or was it sweet? Was it like a sweet hot or was it a tangy hot?
Oh, it was like sauce. It was like a bitey hot. It was like tasty, you know, like barbecue sauce normally is, but with like a bite.
Ooh, that like sounds good.
Like a real kick.
Nice.
Also, they gave me baked beans that had jalapenos in them, and that shit made me go crazy with flavor.
Holy shit. That does sound awesome. I don't think I've ever had baked beans with jalapenos in them.
Man, it's going to blow your fucking mind.
The day I do, yeah. It's going to take out, like, the entire Southeast. It's gone. This kid had baked beans with jalapenos in him. So everyone's dead.
Mm-hmm. You just go on, like, a Hulk-like rampage.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Hulk out.
Did you have spicy food this week?
I did when I was in Tulsa, when everything was actually okay, before any awkwardness happened. We went to get some brunch, which is a meal that, like, you know, I go along with, even though I don't really care about how meals are separated out during the day.
Man, you guys went to brunch?
Yeah.
Because that's like the most American fucking middle class thing.
Right? Oh my God. It's just so, like, all of it. Maybe that was the joke. Maybe I just didn't get that part of the joke. It was like, we're being so incredibly white, but he's calling me out for it. Fucking balls to the walls, just trolling his ass off, and I'm here like, you're being a rude asshole. Let's deconstruct this, because I mean, I wasn't hung over or anything. I was just tired. I was like, I just came here to hang out with him. I'm not hanging. Let's not confuse this. But if you say that, then you have to walk back to the car, go back to the guy's place, sit in awkward silence, and then dude leaves. So I left all that part out. It's like, none of what you're saying is making sense. We just had fucking mimosas. What does that tell you about your station in life? Jesus Christ. It was total bullshit.
Sounds like it.
Anyway, at brunch, excuse me, I had to get some mayo off the side of my face. Chicken and waffles. This place had some banging chicken and waffles. Had bacon, jalapeno, and a cheddar waffle. So that's the waffle. Had all that shit in it. And then buttermilk fried chicken wings. That was lightly doused in hot sauce, and you covered in maple syrup. So you get, like, that tangy and the super sweet. It wasn't incredibly hot. I mean, obviously the jalapenos are pretty hot, but tangy and sweet, just the way I like it.
Nice.
All right. Okay. I was wondering if you were still there or if you were drinking it in, my description of that food.
I was. I was drinking it in, and I'm still here. Also, tangy and hot is how I would describe your fuck style.
Thank you. Yeah, that's all I really wanted out of life.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just described my fuck style as tangy and hot. Also, look for Tangy and Hot on CBS this fall. They're cops.
One of them's old and tangy. The other one's young and hot.
Tangy and hot, you're off the force. You can't work together. You can't roll together. And you get this one last crime to solve. And you can't get too tangy or too hot, if you know what I mean. Or else you're off the force.
Hey, I'm Officer Tangy, and I'm just trying to do my job over here.
I like the sound of Tangy. He sounds old and bittered. I like being young and hot, doing things off the cuff, you know?
Hey, I'm just trying to play things by the Tangy book over here, you know?
No, I don't play by that style. I have free and loose. That's the hot way. And then resolution at the end. Wow, I learned a lot from your Tangy lifestyle.
Yeah, I realized that I could just hang loose and hop some from time to time, and then that's also a good way to catch bad guys.
That's the ending theme. And then credits. A Mark Goodson television production.
Ah, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah, of course. It's on CBS. Why wouldn't it be good? We do have an iTunes review.
Yes.
And it's from, it's titled Love This Podcast, ~3. And it's by HD, like capital HD. So it's A followed by about 16 H's, I'm guessing, and then HD. And the review is Parker is a cutie.
Cute. That's it.
I'm marking it as helpful.
It is helpful for our audio podcast.
Yeah. So there you go. Thanks again for the review, HD. People can give us more reviews, should they like, on iTunes.
Yeah. You can
keep us going.
Yeah, that's the whole reason we do it, basically. I mean, we're not getting paid. And I mean, I don't mean to make us sound like attention whores, but I mean, we do it because it's fun. But we do, you know, that's that puts a little wind in our sails, you know?
Pep in our step.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's weeks that we just wake up and we're like, ugh, plugging in all my mics? No way. No fucking way. It's too hard. But
there's
then
balloon hands over here. can't get a hold on his mics.
And then we see, you know, a nice little review that says the one of us is cute. Yeah. And, well, then we plug those mics in. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy, do we ever plug him in. So much euphemism behind that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So do that. Leave us reviews. Also, email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com because we didn't get any this week. Which it worked out because I did want to find out what Frisbee had to say about those emails from last week. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to cover those bases again. Oh, wait a second. There might be another review that we didn't read. Did you read the one from that says this is a good podcast from April 24th?
I think so.
Okay. Well, never mind.
What else does it say?
I really like this talkie a lot. It's hosted by Park Bowman.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't read this one, but I liked it. I read it in my personal life.
Ah, yeah. This is by Omar. Omar's coming. I really like this talkie a lot. It's hosted by Park Bowman, a young Korean immigrant trying to make his way in America, and another guy who I think is from here. It's really funny, and they talk about stuff like wrestling, which is cool, and pubic hair, which is all right, too. Super fucking great. These people are on point calling you cute, bringing up our topics. This is awesome.
These are good ones. These really put a lot of self-esteem in my chest.
Yeah. I guess that's a way to... Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm also getting self-esteem in my chest. I felt a few hairs pop up.
Yeah, see?
They popped up, Papa. My hairs.
I'm also glad that this guy brings up my Korean heritage because that gives us a good excuse to play the Reggie and the Full Effect song about the Korean revenge films.
Yeah, Park Chan-wook.
Park Chan-bo. Wait, what was my name? Park Bowman?
Park Bowman? Yeah, that's you. That's you. That's you all over, dog.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that'll be good. I like that excuse to play that song. It's a good song. And it's been in my head for about 7 months now.
It's a good song.
It's good.
Very good song. And if you want to find out what songs we played at the end of episodes, you can always go to our website, poolpartyradio.com. That also has all of our old episodes, which iTunes does not. If you're late to the party, that wasn't supposed to come out that way. But anyway, if you're late to subscribing, it just sounded stupid because our title is Pool Party Radio. And if I said late to the party, that sounds way too like leaning into it, you know?
Party, party.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Party, yeah, yeah.
I'm the party machine.
Anyway, yeah. If you subscribe late, all our old episodes are up at poolpartyradio.com. And also like episode information. Usually it's a goofy description plus music titles. So if you like the songs that you hear, you don't have to bust out your Shazam and put it up to your MP3 speaker and play it. you can just look it up, you dingus. And also, What else do we have? Oh, Twitter accounts.
Twitters. No. I talked about you and your Twitter account a little bit on Rotten Rantings. I was going to bring it up again, but...
Oh, what happened?
It's like a thing. You can listen to it later, or I'll tell you after the show. But I don't want to go into a whole... I don't want to repeat it.
Okay.
Even though that episode's not going to be up for a month.
Okay.
I'll tell you in a minute.
All right. You're first, listeners, or not. At Final Parker is Parker, and at SawFan667 is myself. And at Pool Party Radio, we're sometimes on there.
Sometimes. But yeah. Also the Facebook, even though Facebook sucks shit now and they make you pay a ton of money to reach the people who volunteered to like your goddamn page because Mark Zuckerberg's a piece of shit and his stocks are failing miserably, so he has to come up with ad revenue somehow. He sucks. But we're still on there. You can find us on Facebook.com/poolpartyradio. That's where, we post stuff about the episodes being up. Sometimes we, talk to kids who are nice enough to leave us comments. That's always a lot of fun. Stuff like that. Also, there's a group. Facebook.com/groups.com/Facebook.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
What is this? Search. Start from the top. What is it?
It's the Pot Awful Facebook group. It's
Facebook.com/Facebook
dot groups.
Oh, okay. That is part of it then. All right.
/.com.
But .com is spelled out D-O-T. D-O-T, not the actual dot, but D-O-T-C-O-M.
Yeah, and then you spell out slash and then Facebook, but you have to spell Facebook with emojis.
It's like a running horse, a smoking cigarette. Don't get those confused.
Yeah. And then the old couple.
Yeah.
And the alien face.
And a nice thumbs up to round it all off. Don't switch them around or else it'll take you to some spamming site.
So find that group. I guess that's about it. Twitter and Facebook, we'll be there. We'll be there for you. I guess that's all. Is that everything?
I was wondering if we should start a Tumblr page, but I guess we can talk about that later.
Let's talk about it one day. I think that Tumblr is the worst one.
Yeah? Really? Yeah.
No, I don't know. Tumblr's fun. I don't know. As far as getting information.
Definitely not.
I think Tumblr's the worst.
Goofy shit we post.
Yeah, I used to post all the episodes on my own Tumblr, which is ultimateparker.tumblr.com. But I haven't done that in a while. Maybe I'll do it again. Whenever I did that, usually it would fall on deaf ears, but whenever we did a Saved by the Bell episode, it would get a lot of reblogs and stuff, so maybe I should.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Anyway, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end. This is Paranormal Parker for Frightening Frisbee saying thanks for having scares. Time to
This is me leaning in close. This is uncomfortably close. This is
I'm all
sitting position.
I'm getting close too. I'm also close.
Yep, you sound real close.
How close? What does this sound like? Is that okay?
Sounds like you're licking my ear holes.
Is that good? Should we just record like this? Is that how?
Yeah, probably. Give the fans what they want.